Hi, this is Richard Tort with BankInfoSecurity.com. I'm with Mandeep Khera with Sensic. Mandeep, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Richard.
We're trying to give our listeners a sense of what's new in the market. Can you talk a little bit about what Sensic is offering and what's happening in this market space?
Sure. So we are in the web application security market, and one of the big issues on the app security market has been that people don't focus on testing all of their applications. So they focus on specific applications only in the development and QA stage, but then they forget about all the production apps, which is 99% of the apps deployed out there, making them extremely vulnerable to hackers coming in. So with our new release that we just announced, it's the Sensic Hailstorm Enterprise 5.0 product. It basically allows companies to do continuous testing, as well as allows integration of other tools, so making it a full risk management type of a solution for any enterprise for web applications.
What trends are you seeing in terms of web application security vulnerabilities?
So we actually just released a Q2 trends report focused on web application vulnerabilities. So one of the key things that we're still seeing is that a vast majority, so roughly about 70% of total published vulnerabilities are app-related now, which is a scary thought, especially given the fact that only 1% of, or less than 1% of the total companies are doing anything about app security testing. So if you think, if you do the comparison, you have 70% of vulnerabilities in web applications, less than 1% of the companies are doing anything about it. So where would the hackers go? They'll go where the vulnerabilities are. And so companies are continuing to get hacked, and they will continue to get hacked and might not even know it. So they need to do something now and quickly.
Why is it that only 1% of companies are dealing with this problem?
So big issue has been lack of awareness, lack of education. Majority of the companies don't even understand what application security means. They think having a network firewall and intrusion detection system on the network side will protect them from web applications as well, which is not true at all, because hackers are coming in through the same forms and same fields as the customers do. So companies just don't realize what's involved in app security. So that's been a huge barrier. We are raising the awareness by doing a lot of different things, like we have this series called Hacking Hours, which is teaching people how hackers attack you and how to protect yourself. We do a lot of things like trends reports. Again, so we're all trying to build the awareness for companies so they understand what app security is, and also making it easier from a solution perspective so they don't have to think too much on in terms of how to implement an app security type of solution. So for example, we also offer software as a service model where companies actually can call us. We do the remote testing for their applications, provide them a vulnerability report with remediation, so now they don't have to worry about hiring people, having app security resources. All they do is just give us a call, we do the testing, they see all the results in a dashboard, so you know it's a very quick solution for them.
This could very easily be built into their PCI or other regulatory compliance initiatives.
Yeah, so we actually have separate categories for different compliance, so including PCI, Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act, SB 1386, California IB 1950, HIPAA, Sarbanes-Oxley, and so on and so forth. So we've actually created specific categories for all of those compliance issues, so now they can just drag that category and say, tell me if I'm compliant or not. So it's a very easy way of doing things.
One more question, Mandeep. What's the best practice in terms of where you'd integrate app testing in terms of your software security development lifecycle?
So Richard, there's been a lot of hype around software development lifecycle and testing early, like in development and QA groups, to find your vulnerabilities early. And we're all for it. I think it's a good idea to check for vulnerabilities early. It's a good idea to fix them early. However, again, people forget about all the apps that are in production. So when we define software development lifecycle, we don't just consider that as development, QA, and InfoSec. We believe it goes through operations as well. So you have to think of application, where all the applications are sitting. So some of them, less than 1% in development and QA stage. About 99% of them are already operational, deployed, and with the possibility of getting hacked. So we think that whole cycle of development, QA, and operations, all the apps need to be tested in what we call the continuous testing model. So you need to be continuously testing all of your applications. Don't wait for the production apps to come back into development, because in the meantime, hackers are going to attack you. So you're basically leaving your doors wide open. So that's a huge problem. So we think you need to be in all stages of the application.
Okay, great advice. Thank you, Mandeep.